transition as well.
Someone needs a friend, just a friend.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
With someone else.
Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
time I think of all the times I did you wrong.
WMFO. I just got one of those moods when you want to hear some slow jams. So I was only going to do two, but I threw that LaVert in there. Pop, pop, pop goes my mind. Oh, man, I love the slow jams. All right, Humphrey Report coming up on the other side of D-Train. 91.5, Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. 94.5 WMFO and D-Train and a monster classic back in the day. And keep on, which brings us up to almost 11:30, which is time for our jazz interlude. But before our jazz interlude, we got to do our quick little Humphrey report of this week, which is my main man. Oh, my main man, Ed Buechler, who does a show right before me, one of his favorite parts of the show, including the jazz interlude, is the Humphrey Report. All right, so this week, Humphrey had his first lesson in humility. First lesson in humility. We go to the dump once a week, and I always take Humphrey because a lot of guys, you know, they go down there with the trucks and empty their trash, and they bring their dogs, and, you know, there's a lot of dogs down there, and, you know, people running around and stuff. So when I go down to the dump, I usually let them come out of the car, you know, run around and hang around. Whatever, while I'm unloading the trash. So anyway, so we go to Wednesday. So we go to the dump. We got a lot of trash. So as I'm pulling in, there's a Ford F-150 on the other side of the dumpster, and in the other side of the dumpster there was this black lab. And as soon as I pulled in, Humphrey, you know, you box it in, and, you know, dogs just, you know, bark like, yeah, I'm here, you know, that kind of thing. You know, it does that all the time. So you know, it does a bark, and then the dog just looks at him. Right, didn't do anything. Just looked at him, and you know, just went about her own business, watching you know, her master or whatever unload his trash. So, I'm unloading the trash, right? So he gets out of the car, and you know, he's walking around. He just kept close to me, like he usually sticks close, and he'll run off and, you know, and come right back. So he's looking at the dog over there. The dog's in the back of the bed of the pickup truck. So he comes over. He goes, "Hey, Chase, mind if I go over there and talk to the dog?" I'm like, "Nah, man, you know, go ahead, you know, do whatever you gotta do. I, you know, got a lot of trash here, you know, go." He goes, "Oh yeah, I'm just gonna go over and, you know, see what's up." So I said, "All right, man, go ahead, take, you know, handle your business." So I'm emptying the bags out of the trash, and he walks around the back of the dumpster and walks over to the tailgate to where the other truck is, and the black lab, which I noticed because she was kind of up, you know, the dog was kind of up high, so I could see it was a female, and she like walks over to the edge of the bed, and Humphrey's like, you know, looks up at her and, you know, does like whatever. And she looked down at him, and Humphrey was like, again, like whatever. And she gave him one more look and then walked to the front of the bed of the truck and laid down. He looked over at me because I saw the whole thing. I'm standing right there. So I'm on the side. He looked at me, right? You know, I was pretending that I didn't see it. because I was in trash because he wanted to see if I saw him because I didn't want to embarrass him. So he looked at me, and I just, you know, little trash. Then he comes walking back over, and I'm picking the last bags and throwing them up in the dumpster and everything. And I go, how'd it go? He's like, yeah, I think she was a dyke. I said, hey, man, I saw the whole thing. You know, just because she didn't answer you or anything, I mean, there's no reason to say that. You know, I don't mean that, you know, use the term, but, you know, he kind of, you know, alluded to, like, she might have been lesbian because she wasn't, you know, attracted to him. So he comes back, sits up in the back seat of the car and just lays down for the rest of the ride, didn't say a word. All the way home, didn't say a word. So I said, hey, man, you know, we were getting out of the car. I said, hey, man, you know, sometimes, you know, gotta let him go. But there's plenty of dogs in the sea. You know, he just looked at me and gave me the F.U. look. But first lesson in humility, Humphrey. Anyway, that leads us to Jazz Interlude. This week's Jazz Interlude is being brought to us by Paul Hardcastle. And this one's called Walking Into Freedom on the Jazz Interlude on 91.5 Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. Sorry, man. Happens to all of us, man. All right, here you go, Ed. 91.5 WMFO. This concludes our jazz interlude for this Friday evening. Paul Hardcastle and Walking Into a Freedom, which drops us into our last 30. We call it the Jam Theater. Let's get it going.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Cause I feel you are.
you, Jeffrey.
That's our show for tonight. Good night, everybody.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
If there's no time, you know it's up to you.
91.5 WMFO. Loose ends in a stay a little wild, child. Once again, I enjoyed bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We do it every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight with yours truly, Chase Carson. We call it the Time Tunnel. Grown folk, old folk, mature music. All right, whatever way you want to put it, but you only get it right here between hours of 10 and 12 right here at 91.5. I'm going to wrap the show up with, I got that for you. Hold on a minute. I got it. I don't want to say it right now because somebody else is waiting for it too, but I got that song for you right now coming up on the other side of this.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to.
Then what you're
going
to do is turn onto Marcy
and
Red Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three
she's
lights
happy about
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
drive
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway.
On the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Words. I play this commercial every week, and there's a reason for that. And I say this every week after I play this commercial. Shout out to the fathers out there doing your thing, holding your families down, taking care of your kids, and out there doing the right thing. Shout out to the fathers out there, especially the fathers of color, out there doing the thing and holding it down. All right. And to the women, too. The mothers out there, single mothers out there holding it down, too. But shout out to the fathers. Once again, thank you very much for hanging out with me on this Friday night. God willing, we'll do it again next Friday night. I still can't believe they named that kid Chicago. What the hell is wrong with them? Chicago. Anyway, until next Friday night, work like you do not need the money. Dance like nobody's watching and love Chicago and love like you want to be loved and everything be all right. And also remember, life is like a bed of roses. Just gotta watch out for them pricks. So until next Friday night, see you.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
All right, Medford, Lakeside. I told you I'd get to it. 91.5, good night.
All right, people, wrap it up. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
And now for my big finish.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
There she goes again, looking like she just stepped out of a magazine. Such a pretty thing. She might create a scene. Do you know what I mean? Don't you feel as old as me? Oh, yeah. I said, ain't she the finest thing that you ever did see? Oh, yeah. So beautiful to me. Cause if you ever had a good love, then there's one thing you gotta know. A fact. Don't you do me like that, and I get so.